Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can bring up anything here. We've talked about Edward Snowden and possibly Chris Cantwell looking at moving to Mexico. Is he going to do it? Well, you'll find out more over at ChristopherCantwell.com later this week on Some Garbage Podcast. Yep. I don't know if you've made up your mind yet, but there's a lot to consider.
I haven't, but, you know, I think one of the thing that really made me actually seriously consider it was, like we mentioned earlier, that there's, like, no feminist movement. Like, that was, like, bigger than the no cops thing.
Well, there are some movements.
I just don't
there.
Understand that.
I know that Jeff says that, you know, people in Mexico don't care, but obviously some people
I'm like,
do.
Look, Mark, I'm in a situation, I'm 34 years old, I'm single, I have no kids, right?
Yep.
Like, I want kids, and I am surrounded by men, lesbians, trannies, and feminists, and I consider them all equally viable as breeding partners. Do you understand?
He does sound desperate.
Well, I want to get into these phone calls here, but there are obviously things that happen in Acapulco, Mexico, and there are people who care about certain issues.
You mean like false hostage crises where police set off flashbangs and search every apartment in a building?
But in this case, well, we don't know about the flashbangs. That is unconfirmed.
Okay, that was uttered by a certain individual.
A certain individual who was all alone, who is known for not necessarily telling the truth. I think he can't help, but I think he's a compulsive liar, but I like him personally, and he's a good cop blocker. Anyway, TheGuardian.com has a story here, and I'm not going to get into it in detail, but Mexican man dies during violent police response to teachers' protests. So, obviously, there are issues in Mexico.
I should have asked Jeff about the teachers' protest thing. Somebody was talking about
that. Yeah, it's been going pretty heavy over there, apparently. This story, though, is over a month old at this point.
Teachers' unions have been known to destroy societies.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. However, we have Mike Tyson on the line. And, Mike Tyson, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? Let me ask you something. What was the last website, the offshore one? It was T as in Thomas, B as in boy, offshore.com, right?
T-D-V, T as in Thomas, D as in David.
T-D-V as in the dollar vigilante.
So the dollar, okay, so it's T-D-V offshore.com?
Yeah.
And then it's the dollarvigilante.com?
Yeah.
That's Jeff Berwick's site, yeah.
The dollar vigilante.
And how much is Jeff paying you to do this? What are you doing?
No, I'm being honest because, you know, that's a good idea. That's a way to keep them out of my hair.
There you go. Right on. It's a great thing to do. And then we have the archives over at freetalklive.com. If you're listening on the radio and you, like, you know, miss a point in the show and you want to hear it again, you can always go to archives at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, but you got to, you know, if you're Mike Tyson, then you do want to find out ways of keeping the police off your back. I mean, he's been involved in a number of circumstances.
I'm just now getting that reference.
Yeah, no, it's not anything like that, Mike Tyson.
No, you really don't sound like Mike Tyson. But anyway, what else does he want to share with us tonight?
I want to share that the, you know how that thing happened in North Carolina that they got it on tape? Where's the people with the guns to shoot back at these animals when you need them, you know?
Oh, this is Pete in California.
I knew it sounded familiar.
Yeah. I didn't catch it until you started uttering your normal nonsense.
I knew it.
Pete.
Let me know
the voice. No. Well, yeah, what is it about the police in North Carolina?
South Carolina.
I'm
talking about the guy
in Charleston, South Carolina.
You're talking about the dude that got shot in the back multiple times by a cop? That situation?
Yeah. I think there should be a bunch of humongous black guys that wear a ski mask, and they should just, you know, get a baseball bat and beat that cop's brains in, and they should have some sign that says, you know what, you murdered, so you deserve to have your life taken from you. You know, that's justice.
Thanks for the call tonight, Mike.
That doesn't sound like justice.
Why is that, Mark?
That sounds like vengeance.
Same difference.
Now, vengeance and justice are really different things. I mean, justice is not nearly as brutal as vengeance is. Right. Vengeance is, and for one, vengeance doesn't even know the truth, right? Like, vengeance is blindly pointed at something.
Not necessarily. I mean, you could go get revenge on somebody for something that you factually know that they did that was horrible, right? Like, I could witness a rape, right, and then go kill the rapist later on, and you could, you know, somebody raped my wife and, you know, had me handcuffed to the heating coil or something, and then I get free and I go kill the guy, you could call that vengeance.
Agreed, 100%. I would agree with that. But vengeance, as it's portrayed, generally is like, I heard this person did that thing. Let's go get them. And, you know, with the cop in South Carolina, I'm not defending him in any way, shape, or form. It looks like murder to me. But that guy deserves a day in court more than he deserves, you know, people hunting him down, and his relatives or whatever, and then other cops, and it just doesn't make
sense. How good is a day in court?
Well, it's the
I've
thing
seen
you
a lot of guys
you
have a lot of days in court. Hasn't panned out well, you yeah. know. Might as well have just taken their money on a street like an honest mugging.
No. I've seen people get the crap beaten out of them for something they didn't do. So
yeah, I think Mark, you bring up a good point that you really have to know a circumstance, and certainly in this circumstance, it looks pretty bad for the cop. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, I just don't support violence as the solution here. I mean, I think that what you would see happen if you did that was that every cop in South Carolina would then try to find you, and likely you would never have a chance to go to court because they will exterminate you.
Do you support that the guy is being prosecuted for murder?
It looks like he may have committed murder. So
do you support the fact that he's being prosecuted for murder?
I can't see why I wouldn't support that.
So then don't tell me that you don't think violence is the answer to the problem.
Well, I mean, violence, direct violence like that. I mean, if you have the court system that
what could be more direct than, like, taking the guy into custody and putting him on trial for a death penalty offense? Like, I'm pretty sure he feels pretty direct about this, you know?
Well, the difference is, now, I don't consider the court system to be legitimate, but most people do. And so if it goes through
it's the dispute resolution organization du jour. There isn't a better one at this point. We aren't allowed to compete with it. So it is, sadly, the best one we have, and it's significantly better than a bunch of sort of uninformed people running around and beating other folks with clubs.
And that's fine for you to have that preference, but I get so annoyed by this thing of like, well, I don't support violence. I just want it to be prosecuted on a capital offense. What are you talking about? And, like, I've got an article up on my website, like the same thing. I got into it with Matt Agarest at the Free Thought Project. Like, I published the things when the cops got shot in New York City, he posts this thing, which is a blatant response, but he won't link to me because he's a scumbag. Mm. And he says, no, violence is not the answer. Anybody who says this is bad, blah, blah, blah. And then he's cheering for some other cop that gets indicted. And I'm like, so you are okay with state violence. You point out the violence inherent in the system all day. This is what you do. And then when the state turns on one of its agents, you support that use of violence when it turns on its agents, and you simultaneously condemn anybody else that would use violence. That's nonsense. Don't tell me that violence isn't the fucking...
Oh, yeah. Good one. You caught it.
Don't tell why. That's the first time I've done this on this show,
it's
and I
true.
Did manage to catch myself, but I got it carried away there
you
for
did.
A second. And don't tell me that you don't support violence in the situation when you're willing to have a man put on trial for life imprisonment or the death penalty.
You know what? You got me there, Chris.
Thank
you're
you.
Right about that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Adam in East Berlin, Massachusetts. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, guys? Hey, first of all, Mark, I want to compliment you on the hair. You're looking slick.
Thank you.
Chris, I really sympathize with you being down here in Massachusetts with the winter recently. We actually broke the record for the worst snowfall in history of Boston, which is...
Is that where East Berlin is? Is the Boston area?
Just south of Boston.
How do they pronounce it there? They mispronounce everything else. How do they pronounce it?
East Berlin.
Berlin?
That's okay. How they pronounce
he's
it in New Hampshire.
I'm going to say it real quick. But anyway, yeah, I moved from San Diego, which it really kind of dampened my attitude towards it when I was stationed down there with the Imperial Navy. But I'm planning on moving.
What dampened your attitude?
So you were in San Diego and you moved to Massachusetts. So you've got like all of the statism and all of the bad weather. Like you get the best, worst of both worlds. It sounds like over there, buddy.
Yeah, why would you do that?
I grew up in New Hampshire, so I'm sort of used to it. My mom and dad were both born here. I have a lot of family in the area. But I am signed up. I'm planning on moving up to New Hampshire as soon as I can.
Hey, all right.
But my main question was, when I move up there, I plan on trying to get involved with the tiny house movement. And I was wondering if any of you guys have had any interaction or experience with that, and if there's a kind of a big...
Those people are up here for sure. I'm looking at Mark. He seems like the kind of guy who would know these guys. Hang on. We can bring you back here in a moment, Adam. The tiny houses. Let's talk about what that means, too, because I'm sure there are listeners who don't really get that. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market, making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk.
Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, with you tonight in here.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
And ProXPN can help protect you online. Whether you are using Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or Linux, you can go and download ProXPN's app from proxpn.com/FTL. It's free. You can get started for free with ProXPN. You're going to want to upgrade likely over a short period of time because, well, when you upgrade to their premium account, you get even better protection. We'll talk about that here in a moment. But what they're doing is they're encrypting your internet connection so your internet service provider no longer knows where you're going online. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit, all the search terms you're entering, and who knows, they might be mining that data for information, they might be selling it, they might be turning it over to the government, which, of course, usually doesn't result in good things. Oh, I know, you think you're not doing anything illegal on the internet? Well, you might be surprised at what the government
you might very well be surprised.
Finds illegal. So why not protect yourself with ProXPN? Plus, it'll protect you from packet sniffing, snoops, and all kinds of people who might want to know what you're doing online. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can go there and grab their software. And then when you're ready to upgrade to premium, use code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And 50 as in 50% off the price of their annual account. That brings the monthly average cost down to just under $5 a month. So use code FTL50 when you're ready to upgrade to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world, private torrenting ability, and to get past regionally blocked websites over at ProXPN.com/FTL. Don't forget code FTL50. And by the way, you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you've got nothing to lose at ProXPN.com/FTL. Let's go back to Adam in East Berlin, Massachusetts. Adam, you're back on Free Talk Live. You said you're planning on making a move to New Hampshire, presumably as part of the Free State Project, and you are interested in tiny houses. Tell me what a tiny house is for our listeners who may never. I mean, it seems obvious, right? But, you know, what makes up a tiny house?
It's a large mansion on a hilltop where you.
How does one qualify as having a tiny house? I mean, we're talking super, super small, right? Like, you know, really small.
Like 10 by room. 10.
10 by 10. So yeah. That would be smaller than the room that we are currently in. I think we're in like a 12 by 14 here right now. And you're talking about this house would have a bathroom in it in a 10 by 10 house. It would have, or at least it would have a toilet, right? I don't know if you wouldn't have a separate room for it, would you? Or would you?
No, I actually have a really cool idea about it. I mean, I'm a big fan of the minimalist movement, and I actually, yeah. When I first got introduced to it, it was this YouTube series called Stuck in Vermont. There's a tiny house, a couple episodes, where this one guy really talks about how simplifying your life makes it a lot easier. And I looked into it, and I know there's a lot of economic freedom in New Hampshire, but I feel like the Achilles heel is kind of the property tax. And I found that in a lot of counties, the property tax laws, if it's under a certain square footage, then it actually it doesn't qualify as a house for property taxes. It counts as a shed, more or less. So the idea that I had was if I was to buy a property and build multiple tiny houses for, like, different rooms as your house, like have one tiny house be your bathroom, one tiny house be your bedroom, et cetera, et cetera. You could stage them in like a circle or a square or something and have a and it would be tough when it's cold going from like your bedroom to your bathroom.
And raining. And muddy. Raining.
Yeah.
And muddy. So my idea was you build a greenhouse in the middle of it to have be like kind of the central hub in between all the tiny houses. And you could grow your own food. I mean, you guys understand all the benefits of that. And also I found that in New Hampshire if you can get your land registered as farmland, then your property taxes are also severely cut. So you have farmland with a lower property tax, plus you wouldn't officially have a house on it, so you wouldn't pay any real estate taxes. So that was kind of my idea, my big goal of when I move up there. It's kind of my end game kind of plan. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. And
sounds very interesting.
Cool, man.
Yeah, I think that it sounds to me like you're really on to something. We had my former roommate at Damo. He was founder of CopBlock.org, is the founder of CopBlock.org, and he was looking into doing the whole tiny house thing. He was interested in that, and I saw the Netflix documentary on that called Tiny. If anybody wants to go and like find out more about this, that's on Netflix, and it is an entertaining watch about all of these people who basically made a house the size size of a parking space so that they could, you know, put it on a trailer and move it around and park it wherever they saw fit to sort of crash out for the evening. I mean, some of them put them in permanent places. Other people travel around with them and almost treat it almost like a camper.
Adam, good luck, man. We'll look forward to seeing you up here in New Hampshire when you get up here. Again, you can always check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or Shire Society as well, which are two organizations working towards bringing liberty-oriented people to New Hampshire so we can get people together and actually have a chance at freedom. And the Free State Project has done a great job at it. They've got over 16,000 people who are currently signed up to pledging to make the move to New Hampshire. Over 1,700 are already here in New Hampshire as part of, many of them, as part of the Free State Project. Well, the 1,700 as part of the Free State Project. Folks like you, Chris, have come here, and you are not part of the Free State Project.
Yeah, I am. I'm too radical for the Free State Project, as it turns out.
So let's go to Jared. He's in Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hello, Jared.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's on your mind tonight?
I've been listening to you guys for about 3 years now, really. I like your show, but every once in a while, you just irritate me.
Yeah, well,
that's okay.
It's our job to some extent.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
If you talk to us for 3 hours a night every night, you'd probably say something irritating too.
Well, I wouldn't even need that long. We were talking about the Indiana case last week.
Which case?
I think it's Indiana.
The Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess what got me about it was as you were talking about it. You were saying, well, what we'll do is, you know, if something like this goes through, you have to go, you know, and kind of attack these businesses and show them for what they are. All this kind of stuff. I thought, well, that's not really what freedom's about, is going after these people. That's what, you know, good liberals do and good conservatives do, is they attack all these different people for what their beliefs are. So to me, it was just very hypocritical how you were going, we're going to make these people think how we think.
Whoa, wait a minute. I never said that.
No, that sounds like what we said.
No way. I would never say I want to make someone think how I think. I don't care how other, you know, you can think however you want. But what I was saying was, and I wouldn't go around looking to attack some business. I don't want to create conflict. But if I found out, like we're here in Keene, New Hampshire, if I found out that there was a racist who was running a local business, like let's say a local watering hole, local tavern of some sort.
They kicked one of your friends out?
I don't care I don't care if they kick my friend out. If I just find out that there's a racist running a business in town, I'm going to let my friends know about that. I'm not going to go spend time protesting it or anything like that because I've got better things to do. But I'm certainly going to spread the word that this person is a scumbag. Who is running that business? And there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, no.
Okay, that doesn't force the scumbag to think how I want them to.
I think that he's sort of referring to like what happened to Memories Pizza, which I thought was like a horrific thing that the media did to this pizzeria.
We didn't even talk about that.
Well, I don't...
He's right. That was a horrific thing because they took it out of context. But
what you were critiquing was what we said here on Free Talk Live, and I feel like you misunderstood, but if you want, you can clarify here in a moment, because I hope that I've clarified, you know, you can have whatever beliefs you want, but if you're going to express them, then I'm going to express my frustration with them, and I might not give you my money anymore. It's Free Talk Live.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can dial in toll-free. That's the point of the show. You can bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE.
It's not the point of the show.
Well, it is, actually. You know, we'll take any call from anybody about anything.
Because we're really tolerant and nice people. That's something true. That we put up with. The point of the show is that they like us.
No, not everybody likes us. No.
Well, a lot of them hate us, but they love to hate us. That's
okay.
Why they're listening.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Do you have any idea how many people read my blog every day and want me dead?
I don't know. You got like a number, like a people that not, I don't want you dead. I mean that's a.
I mean it's difficult to get a grip on it, you know. But there are no shortage of people who read my blog strictly to get angry.
Okay. And your blog is ChristopherCampbell.com. Our site is freetalklive.com, and I want to invite you to go over there to our Bitcoin page and check out the new shapeshift.io link there. It allows you to pay Free Talk. You can send money to Free Talk Live with altcoins now, with 24 different altcoins, some of which I've never heard of, but apparently they're the 24 most popular altcoins out there. And so basically the way it works is Shapeshift.io will take your altcoins and then turns them into bitcoins for us. So I don't have to deal with the Doge. I don't have to deal with the NXT.
You don't have to have a QT for each one of these things.
Yeah, I don't have to have a wallet for all these different things. You just use your – you can send whatever altcoins you want through our Pay with Altcoins link over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
I'm really interested to find out what the 25th most popular altcoin is.
There's a website, actually, that you can go to.
I think
to.
They just added to Shapeshift.io.
So it's more than a couple dozen now? That's good.
I think it might be more than that. I think they just added two.
It's great. I love Shapeshift.io. It makes it so easy, and it's almost – it's as instant as cryptocurrencies can get. You don't have to sign up for an account. You just use the link built right into our page at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But there, if you go and you look up altcoins on Google, it's like one of the first two links, Chris Cantwell, and it's like CoinMarketCap, I think it is, CoinMarketCap.com. They show hundreds of altcoins, so you can find out what the 400th most popular altcoin
is. We've already played the, I think we've already played it on here, the overkill coin bit.
Yeah, I think, tell me about that before. Let's go back to Jared. He's on in Minnesota. Jared, I think you misunderstood what was being said on here about Free Talk Live, about these, you know, businesses that might use discrimination in ways that I don't care for, in which case I will then discriminate against them by not giving them my business, and I will tell other people and encourage them to not do the same thing. And I imagine you would do the exact same thing. Do you have a girlfriend or a wife?
I have a wife.
Yeah, so if you went into a business and the owner of the business told you, hey, Jared, I think your wife is an ugly C-word, and I don't want her to be eating here because I don't like her, then you might tell your friends that you had a negative experience at that that restaurant.
Yes, exactly. And right. I guess that was kind of my point was, I mean, I can discriminate against anybody I want, and people do it all the time. I could discriminate against ugly people or pretty people or whatever I want, but it's not really good for business.
Sure.
So it just seemed like you were kind of going after the people a little bit, I guess. But you know,
which
you,
people?
You were saying. It seems to me.
So let me I want to try to help him out here because I think I he's probably trying to remember the exact words that were used and which host said what. Yeah. So I remember one thing from an episode where you guys were talking about it that I called in and I was listening on LRN before I called in. Okay, and Derek was saying that he would go in and intentionally go into a business that he knew was not welcoming to gay people or something.
Yeah, he did say that too, which to me doesn't make much sense. I mean, we already know that they're a poor business.
And I disagreed with him on that.
I wouldn't waste my time doing that.
Mm-hmm. So I agree.
But I think that newspapers in town probably should spend a little time saying, just doing stories on places that, for whatever reason, discriminate this way or that way. I think that's worth knowing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is, I mean, to some extent, you've got to say, I don't like the way that the left jumps on and berates people for having ideas that they disagree with, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, if you are, a religious person and you think that these ideas are very important, it would stand to reason that a lot of attention being brought to those ideas would be beneficial to you. We had a situation here that we mentioned earlier in the show where, the Colbert Report came out to Keene and sort of made fun of us for our political activities here, and it sort of made fun of us, and a bunch of people were like, "Bah, you guys suck." And I said, "Well, I'm really glad the Colbert Report did that, even if people are treating me like crap as a result of it, because I want my ideas out there." If you're a person who thinks that homosexuality is some kind of fundamental sin that's tearing apart at the fabric of society, wouldn't you want as many people as possible to hear about that?
Yes, you would think you would.
Jared, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to, we've got Anon calling from Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, Anon. You're on Free Talk Live.
That was funny because I actually said anonymous, but let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
That's funny. Best laugh.
Here you are.
Yeah.
Whoever you are.
Well,
to board out the kids, spell anonymous.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Hey, it is really good to talk to you guys again. It's been a while, but anyway,
yes, and I want to say I apologize to everybody in Charleston. It's not my fault, but We lost WVTS-FM, unfortunately, so now you have to listen on AM in Charleston. Not to, you know, it's still WVTS, still the same great station. It's just, you know, they're back to AM only. They unfortunately flipped the FM to
monetizing that FM
Christian music station.
That really, and for me, that really sucks because that was one of the best stations that as far as that it came in beautifully. The AM fade throughout here, in and out here really bad. But you guys are coming in great tonight. But anyway, you guys were talking last night about certain municipalities that were, you know, regulating people's grass height of their lawn and everything. And I tried to get in last night, but they didn't have the time to get me on. So anyway, but
so tell me about it. What do you think?
Well, no, I'm completely against it. I mean, when your state and your local governments have the time to go around with rulers and measure grass height, come on.
Do they do that in Charleston? I mean, do you have experience with that?
Yes, they do that. They do that here. Danny Jones and his little minions come around and they, your grass is too high. Anyway, but,
that's ridiculous.
They try to find people for it. And they've got one, I'm not sure exactly where it is, but it's here locally. It's close. Where they actually go around now and they're putting liens on your property for this thing. Now, so
for the fines, you mean? Like, meaning that if they issue a fine, for, you know, your grass is too tall and you don't pay it, they'll lien your property.
Yes.
That's pretty common. I mean, I'm not saying it's good, but that's
Surprise me. I mean, they're basically assessing a debt against the asset, and they're saying, okay, well, when you sell your house, you know, whenever this asset goes up for sale, then we're going to take our, you know, end of it and probably attach some interest to that and give you a really strong disincentive to disobey us.
Yeah. But I don't know, but it just seems a little crazy to me.
It's frustrating. It is great. Let me ask you this, though. I mean, one of the things that I had remarked about it last night was, look, I can sort of understand the interests of a community to want to keep their neighbor's property in check to some extent.
What happened? Was it like a guy with a jungle for a front lawn?
They said that the grass was as high as 12 inches at some point, and then there was some issue that they had gotten it down under 6, and then they hit him with a fine anyway. Yeah. But whatever the case is, I mean, like, I don't know, what if you decided to, I don't know, paint your house in some ridiculous color scheme or something like that. Whatever it is, I can understand the desire of a community to sort of keep their neighbor's property in some sort of uniform order in order to keep the property values up, right? If somebody just lets their house go to garbage right next door to yours, it's going to bring down the value of your property. That's going to affect you financially. It matters. But it's unfortunate that we organize society in the way that we do, that you have this municipal government that's issuing these edicts instead of like a contract between neighbors.
I can understand that, but I mean, you know, the thing that gets me is, you know, that I even told somebody here locally about it, and I said, you know, if it's the grass, it's their issue. Hey, I'll spray 2,4-D all over the lawn, kill all the grass, and spray paint the dirt green. I really don't care, you know. And let's see how much you like that.
Thanks, Anon, for the call.
I
want to
put
like
sand all over my lawn. Like I just have a sandbox. For
I appreciate
a
it.
House.
There's 2,4-D.
Concrete out front, too. You could do that, too. Just concrete the whole front yard. Turn it into parking. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. I hate grass. It's awful.
Concrete deteriorates.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-749-4061. 1-800-749-4061. 1-800-749-4061.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in here even in the remaining moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the sites, or the sites. I'm thinking about websites right now. I'm considering changing the commenting system over on Freekeen, but that's none of your concern. So anyway, you can enjoy our website over
some garbage podcast. You get all the technical screw ups and
yeah, not too in too much detail, but that, you know, freekeen.com is a site, and I want it to be as good as possible for folks, and right now there's a problem. So anyway, I don't even remember what I was talking about. So freetalklive.com, go check out the site, check out Chris's site, christophercantwell.com, and if you want to get behind the show, you want to help Free Talk Live, then shop with us. Go and get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You just link into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping done as you normally would, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's that easy. And go over at shop.freetalklive.com. Chris, you are frustrated with this Rand Paul. He just announced his candidacy officially for president yesterday and immediately traveled here to New Hampshire, where this afternoon around noon, he showed up at a town called Milford, which is about an hour away, which is too far away for me, although I did want to go because Vermin Supreme was planning on being there. I didn't care about Rand Paul, but Vermin Supreme had a plan to be at this Rand Paul rally. And I ended up talking to Vermin afterwards about what happened. There's a video of what occurred, which was Vermin was told that he was not he was asked to not attend. Essentially, he had RSVP'd with the event because I guess they wanted you to RSVP even though it was at a town hall, which in theory should be open to the public.
Yeah.
I understand that.
But actually, you rent the venue, so no, I think it's legit.
You can rent town hall.
Yep, you can rent town hall.
Well, anyway.
You need special insurance.
So the coordinator for Rand Paul in New Hampshire sent an email to Vermin asking him to not attend this particular event. He actually reads that email in the video, which you can see right now over at freekeen.com. Now, apparently, there's also other video of... I don't know if video exists of this. He said he was going to ask his video guy, but in my interview with him, I did ask him if he went ahead and attempted to actually enter the town hall, even though he was asked not to attend. So again, I don't know what the level of security was like at this event, but he did say in response to that after the event was concluded, he tried to enter and he was asked to leave. A while later, the door was unstaffed and he made it up the stairwell to the foyer. I started to speak to Senator Paul. It was then that I realized that it was a cardboard cutout of the senator and not the senator himself. Then the green-shirted guy came.
That sounds very plausible to me, actually.
It sounds like Herman Zapreb, yeah.
Then the green-shirted guy came down the stairs and whisked the cardboard Rand Paul away while shooing me down the stairs. And so apparently, he does have video of the Rand Paul. He just sent me this 2 minutes ago, literally. Rand Paul security whisks away cardboard Rand Paul cutout from Vermin Supreme. So I'll have to check that out. But his goal was to give free candy to Rand Paul in the hopes that that would help him or that would help get him Rand Paul's endorsement for president, because Vermin Supreme is planning on running for president. He has yet to officially announce his candidacy this time around. But it's almost a sure thing that Vermin's going to throw his hat into the ring. He said to me today that he is leaning on the Democratic side, but in the past he has been known to run as both a Republican and on 1 year, and then 4 years later run as a Democrat. Last time around in 2012, he did run as a Democrat, so it should be interesting to see in which ring he throws his hat.
I hope he doesn't run Republican.
I think that his chances of winning are equal to Rand's, frankly.
And you don't think Rand's going to win?
Oh, no, I do not. And I put some analysis. You said that I was frustrated about it. That's not the right term. I have an utter lack of interest in all things Rand Paul, frankly. Like, what you're telling me right now about Vermin being asked not to attend after RSVPing, I almost wish that I had RSVP'd for the event, because I suspect I would have gotten a similar invitation to not attend. But
then
I did.
What would you have done?
I did not even care to click on an event. That's how I'm just so completely disinterested in it. And the only thing that's frustrating about it is now it's filling up my Facebook news
feed.
That's
the frustration,
right?
For me, I have to say. It's all over the place.
But I just completely don't care. Let me just explain to you my analysis of the Rand Paul presidential campaign here, okay? The libertarian movement, I feel, is largely left-leaning at this point, and I think it's terribly unfortunate. I think that there's no shortage of effort to paint Rand Paul as a racist and a homophobe, and sort of corner him the same way some people have tried to do with his father, and I think it's totally inappropriate and unfair. There's been a large shift in the libertarian movement towards anti-political anarchism, and so from those two factors, I think that you're going to see one aspect of a lack of enthusiasm for the Rand Paul campaign in the libertarian camp, and of course, Rand Paul has made a lot of compromises with the Leviathan state that his father would not have made, and that's going to further drive enthusiasm.
Like where he proposed an increase of 16% to the military budget?
Yeah.
Well, he was against military spending before he was for it.
He changed his mind about that, apparently.
Right, and I mean, I...
It's a bad sign, guys.
I find much of that very, very frustrating.
Let's bring hold your thoughts on that, Chris. Okay. So let's bring the pizza dude on the line here in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
So you don't get to be both meta politics and political at the same time.
What does that
mean? So either you realize that politics is this coercive, manipulative force that binds us all, and we're forced to be a part of it and pay into it, and they have us at the barrel of a gun, you know, or you're purely, or you're purely political, and you're all about, you know, principle, and this is my side, and this is that side, and this is the other side, right?
Why is that a choice? I mean, why is that a choice?
Yeah, that sounds like sophist nonsense. Could try to qualify that, if you will.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm sorry, I'm at a loss for words here.
Yeah, I figured you would be, because of this nonsense. So the fact of the matter is that politics is completely illegitimate. It's complete nonsense. These people have no right to rule over me. And I am living in the real physical world, dealing with a situation where I may or may not have some ability to influence the situation, so I may or may not opt to participate.
Right. We go to the State House all the time here, and we bring a principled, liberty-oriented message right to these people. And we tell them, you know, that we don't appreciate the violence inherent in the system. And so I think you can have it both ways.
And that's great. And if you take a look at Rand's actions, every one of them is using the political process not as a message for itself, but onto itself. That is to say, when he increased that, or when he proposed that increase in the military budget, what he wasn't doing was saying, I'm in favor of increases to the military budget. That's not what's to be read.
How can you demand a 16%, which is what I say, from what I understand that passed, how can you demand a 16% increase in the military budget and at the same time somehow that says the opposite?
And this is actually a
what kind really of ridiculous nonsense
case.
Is that?
Yeah, let me walk you through it. His proposal did not pass. The increase did pass. The increase was going to pass. Rubio and Cruz, who are the light versions of him, right? He's a light version of his father, and those are the light versions of him. They proposed an increase of that amount, and he knew politically, because of the back channeling, that it would pass. So he proposed an amendment to that, saying, yes, I'll give you your increase of $19 billion, I think it was, but I want a decrease of $190 billion here. Are you a real conservative or not? Cruz and Rubio, he says mockingly to them. It's to the penny. The increase, it wasn't some random amount that was some kind of coincidence. Rubio and Cruz both put to the penny the exact same proposed increase.
The exact numbers that you just put out, there was a discrepancy, and I think you just I think it was just a verbal mistake on your part. But yes, what Rand Paul was proposing was, yes, we will increase the military budget because we know the military budget is going to increase, but since we're fiscally responsible conservative Republicans, let's take that money out of some other program in order to offset this cost.
They didn't go along with it.
And they, of course, didn't go along with
Thanks
it, right?
for the call, Pizza Dude. Appreciate it. That's an interesting detail, but nonetheless, I mean, he doesn't hold a candle to his father, who probably would not have done that.
His father absolutely would not have. And the thing is, so this is what I started to get at, though, okay?
And now you have to do it in 30 seconds.
My utter lack of interest in Rand Paul is the top article at ChristopherCantwell.com. I can't do it.
Well, you write a whole article about your lack of interest. It's funny.
I remark on the irony in the article.
The fact is that, yeah, I mean, Rand Paul's doing it differently than Ron Paul did, and that's what bothers...
yeah, he's doing it dishonestly, well, and that's what makes him different, and that what makes him untrustworthy as
apparently,
well.
Apparently, you know, two shots at it honestly didn't work.
Yes, so what you're saying is corrupt yourself for the good of liberty or something
and
like that.
And fail anyway.
Yeah, we'll be, but you're right, exactly, because it's all about communicating to me these campaigns.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at Beautifully Distressed Click Strand Bamboo, it's easy to install, and now it's $229. That's about half what you'll pay at other stores. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.